Open the House Committee on Judiciary. Today is Tuesday, April 18th. We're going to kind of go out of order, and we have a lot of work sessions. We don't expect to take, we expect to take virtually no testimony on these today. However, I'm going to open a work session on House Bill 2793, which is a sex trafficking bill, and I'm going to ask the one person to come up and talk briefly about the John School. Yeah, please. And just identify yourself for the record.
Hello, Chair Barker and committee members. My name is Kendra Harding, and I work with LifeWorks Northwest.
Go ahead.
So I'm here today to talk a little bit about the Sex Buyers Accountability and Diversion Program that I facilitate six times a year in Multnomah County. And as a LifeWorks Northwest clinician with the New Options for Women program, my role with the Sex Buyers Accountability Diversion Program is facilitating the class where we have a variety of different speakers who come out throughout the day. It's Saturday, like I said, six times a year from about 8 o'clock until 4:30 in the afternoon. And we have the Portland Police Department come out to talk about the harms of sex trafficking. We have a community representative come out and talk about the effects of pornography in our culture. We have the Sexual Assault Resource Center build empathy for men who have bought these women, as well as legal ramifications, to talk about the ramifications that could happen if someone engages to continue purchasing sex. We also have a health consequences section for the STI and STD section, as well as healthy relationships, sexual behavior, and values for sex buyers. And lastly, we have Sexaholics Anonymous and a survivor come out and speak during the day. And I did want to share a little bit about how many men we have served over the years. I have stats back from 2011, and we had 52 men in 2011. In 2016, we served 120 men, and some of the feedback we've received has been overwhelmingly positive. One of the main things that men say who take the class, we have them fill out a post-test in a comment section, and the overwhelming majority say how positive an experience it was. They say that it was a very non-judgmental class. We have multiple men who have said we feel like it should be longer because there's so much to learn within the day. They thank us for not shaming them, but by educating them in a way that feels supportive while also teaching them the harms of the sex industry that they had never thought about before. We have a lot of men who say that after they've taken this class, they had wanting to reach out in the community and do more to support survivors, as well as educating the young girls and young boys in their communities on the harms of sex trafficking that they were unaware of before. So the overwhelming positive feedback that we get from this class is ever changing. Every time we have a sex buyers accountability class, we follow up as a team at the end of each class to talk about changes that could be more effective. So each time we have this class, we take in their feedback of things that we can change to make it better. And we definitely take their feedback into account to improve the class. The last thing I would like to say is, as a therapist, I work with women who have been drastically affected by these men who have purchased them. And at the end of the time that the women work with us in the New Options for Women program, we have them complete an assignment, and they do a Dear John letter as well as a Goodbye to Prostitution letter. And there's no, you know, information that they have to provide that's specific. We don't give them any type of assignment. We just say, you know, a Dear John letter and a Goodbye to Prostitution letter that's open-ended for them to complete on their own. And I by no means will read the whole letters, but I did just want to share that I brought some of the letters up here from the women who have talked about how much they've been victimized by these men and how much it feels like their humanity has been taken away from them when they've been bought and purchased. So I think that's a really important thing to remember, too. The reason why we do this class and why it's so important for me is because it does address, it puts the accountability for the men who have bought these women who feel that their humanity has been stolen from them when their bodies have been seen as a transaction. So that's all I have for now. If there's any questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
Does anybody have any questions? We had some questions this morning. Mark Clark's. Thank you very much. Okay. Thank you very much. That was very helpful information. We really appreciate you taking the time to come down.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair.
Yes.
Not for this.
Okay.
Listing the rules. Just a general question, if that's all right. Perhaps council or member. I have looked and looked and looked and looked, and I can't find the difference between the dash one and the dash two. Is there something I'm missing?
Thank you. Yes, members of the committee, Chair Barker. The difference with the dash two from the dash one is the dash two removes a provision pertaining to the Department of Justice pertaining at the facilitating the license notification process. So there was like two sentences in the dash one that said the Department of Justice may facilitate these license notifications, and that was removed in the dash two. And then the dash two also adds a prohibition from entry into the diversion program if the person is currently in a John school. So the dash one said if they've already had a diversion, you can't enter diversion, and the dash two retains that and also adds if you're currently in the John school, you're not eligible for diversion.
Okay. Okay. I think.
Sorry. Thank you. And we're going to temporarily close that hearing, but we may reopen this again before the end of the day. All right. Representative Huffman, did you want to testify on that at all, or?
I had to go.
Okay. No, he's fine. Okay. Thank you.
In the corner.
Thank you. Open a public hearing on House Bill 2813.
Thank you, Chair Barker. Members of the committee, House Bill 2813 directs the Department of Justice to study prosecutions for the unlawful dissemination of an intimate image. There are no amendments. There is no revenue impact, and we have a fiscal light. The fiscal is just for the purposes of moving this to the Rules Committee without recommendation, if that's what the committee is inclined to do. And I believe you have scripts in front of you if you need them.
Thank you.
And Mr. Chair, I would just like to add to the record that Representative Clem and I are working on an amendment that is not ready, that will be ready for rules, and that's one of the reasons that we're moving into the Rules Committee.
Okay, thank you.
And there'll be a full hearing once it lands in the Rules Committee and we post the amendment.
Okay.
All right.
Move to a work session.
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 2813 without recommendation to the House Committee on Rules.
Representative Williamson moves House Bill 2813 without recommendation to the House Committee on Rules. Is there discussion? Are there any objections? Seeing none, so ordered.
2813.
Open a work session, House Bill 2175.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee heard House Bill 2175 on April 11th. The bill removes the limitation on the number of sobering facilities that may be registered with the Oregon Health Authority. As introduced, House Bill 2175 has no revenue impact and no fiscal impact.
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 2175 to the floor with the due pass recommendation.
Representative Williamson moves House Bill 2175 to the floor with the due pass recommendation. Any discussion? Are there any objections? Seeing none, so ordered. And Representative Stark, please, the carrier. Open our work session, House Bill 2176.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, the House bill heard House Bill. Let me try that again. The committee heard House Bill 2176 on April 11th. The bill authorizes both counties and the Oregon Health Authority to each use up to 10% of monies contained in the Mental Health, Alcoholism, and Drug Services account to provide funds to sobering facilities. The bill also excludes these facilities from the obligation to report to the Alcohol and Drug Policy Commission. As introduced, House Bill 2176 has no revenue impact and a minimal fiscal impact.
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 2176 to the floor with the due pass recommendation.
Representative Williamson moves House Bill 2176 to the floor with the due pass recommendation. Discussion.
Mr. Chair, I just want to say for the record, thank you to Representative Stark for all the work he's done for the past several years on first the pilot sobering facility in his neck of the woods and being willing to take on that pilot and then expand it across the state. It's a really good move, so I just want to thank him.
My pleasure. All right. And especially working from where there was a lot of objections early on, and we got those all fixed out, so thank you again. Okay, we have a motion before us to move House Bill 2176 to the floor to do pass. Discussion? Any objections? Seeing none, so ordered. Again, Representative Stark, please. Open a work session, House Bill 2526.
Thank you, Chair Barker. Members of the committee, you previously heard House Bill 2526 yesterday. That was the provision dealing with suicide prevention materials in gun dealer shops, and I think that it was perhaps not ready.
Okay. Then we don't have the paperwork for the study, is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Close the work session on 2526. Open a work session on 2545.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee heard House Bill 2545 on April 12th. The bill addresses deception detection examinations. The -2 amendments prohibit the use of deception detection examinations as a condition of employment, while the -4 amendments regulate all deception detection examiners, including ocular motor deception detection examiners, in the same way as polygraph examiners. The -2 amendment has no revenue impact and a minimal fiscal impact, while the -4 amendment has no revenue impact, but it does have a fiscal light for purposes of moving the bill to your committee on rules.
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 2545 to the Committee on Rules without recommendation.
You want to get the amendments in there?
Oh, you want the amendments in there? Okay, yep. Never mind. I rescind that. Mr. Chair, I move the -2 amendments into House Bill 2545.
Representative Williams moves the -2 amendments into House Bill 2545. Discussion and objection, seeing that's ordered.
Mr. Chair, I move the -4 amendments into House Bill 2545.
Representative Williamson moves the -4 amendments into House Bill 2545. Is there any discussion? Are there any objections? Seeing none, so ordered.
Chair Barker, I move House Bill 2545 as amended to the House Committee on Rules.
Representative Williamson moves House Bill 2545 as amended to the House Committee on Rules. Is there any discussion? Are there any objections? Seeing none, so ordered. Opening work session on House Bill 2629.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee. The committee heard House Bill 2629 on February 13th. The bill applies to restitution in criminal cases.
Vanities.
And with the -4 amendments provides that submitting medical and billing records to the court creates a rebuttable presumption that the documented charges are reasonable. With the -4 amendments, House Bill 2629 has no revenue impact and a minimal fiscal impact.
Okay. I'm going to have the committee stand at ease for a few minutes. Open a
work session,
I'm sorry, on 2793.
Thank you, Chair Barker. Members of the committee, you previously heard House Bill 2793 on April 11th, and you heard some invited testimony earlier today. At that time, you had the -1. We now have the -2, which, as we also discussed, is very similar to the -1 and just removes a provision regarding the Department of Justice and adding a prohibition from entry into diversion if the person is currently attending a John school. The -2 has no revenue impact, and the -2 has a minimal fiscal impact.
Okay, thank you. -2.
Wait, hold on. We're back on the 6 record.
Yeah, 2793.
Mr. Chair, I move the -2 amendments into House Bill 2793.
Representative Williamson moves the -2 amendments in House Bill 2793. Is there any discussion? Are there any objections? Seeing none, so ordered.
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 2793 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Williamson moves House Bill 2793 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Are there any objections? Seeing none, and Representative Huffman will be the carrier. To open a work session on House Bill 2794.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee heard House Bill 2794 on April 11th. The bill relates to stolen vehicles. The -2 amendment replaces the measure and it requires the state to prove that the defendant knew or failed to be aware of a substantial and unjustifiable risk that the owner of the vehicle did not consent to its use. With the -2 amendment, House Bill 2794 has no revenue impact, but it does have a fiscal impact requiring the addition of a subsequent referral to your Ways and Means Committee.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, I move the -2 amendments into House Bill 2794.
Representative Williamson moves the -2 amendments into House Bill 2794. Any discussion? Any objections? Seeing none, so ordered.
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 2794 as amended to the floor with the due pass recommendation and with a subsequent referral to the Committee on Ways and Means.
Representative Williamson moves House Bill 2794 as amended to the floor with the due pass recommendation with a subsequent referral to Ways and Means. Is there any discussion? Are there any objections? Seeing none, so ordered.
Mr. Chair.
Open a work.
Oh, yep.
I don't know if now is appropriate time, but I want to take care of my friend, Representative Gorsuch, suspend the rules so that he can vote on 2793.
Thank you, sir.
Yes. There's a motion to suspend the rules so Representative Gorsuch can vote on House Bill 2793. Are there any objections? Seeing none, so ordered. Representative, how do you vote?
Yes.
Representative votes. Gorsuch votes aye. Opening work session on House Bill 2795.
Thank you, Chair Barker. Members of the committee, you previously heard House Bill 2795 on April 13th. It is the -1 amendment you would want to focus in, which increases the civil court fees and really relates to funding for the e-court system. There is a fiscal and a revenue impact, so we would need to add a subsequent referral to Ways and Means.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair, I move the -1 amendments into House Bill 2795.
Representative Williamson moves the -1 amendments into House Bill 2795. Representative Stark.
Chair Barker, I'm just going to comment real quick on 2795 and 2797. I'm meeting with the Chief Justice tomorrow to understand the ins and outs and the hydraulics of how all of this works together with the rest of the judicial branch budget. Until I feel like I understand better those hydraulics and what we're doing at the in Ways and Means on that, I'm going to be a no on these.
Okay.
But it's not that I have a major concern. I just want to make sure I get that dynamic better.
Okay. So we have a motion before us to move House Bill 2795 as amended to the fourth.
We're just putting in the amendment.
Okay. In. So we have the amendment. You want to vote on the amendment? You're okay in the amendment. Okay. So the amendment is in. Now we'll move to.
All right, Mr. Chair. House Bill 2795. I move House Bill 2795 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation and with a subsequent referral to the Committee on Ways and Means.
Representative Williamson moves House Bill 2795 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation, subsequent referral to Ways and Means. Call the roll, please.
Representative Gorsuch?
Yes.
Representative Greenland?
Aye.
Yes.
Representative Post?
No.
Representative Sanchez?
Aye.
Representative Springer?
Excused.
Representative Stark?
No.
Representative Vile?
Excused.
Vice Chair Olson?
No.
Vice Chair Williamson?
Yes.
Chair Barker?
Aye. Motion carries. Open a work session.
Carrier?
No,
it was Ways and Means.
Thank you.
Open a public. Our work session in House Bill 2797.
Thank you, Chair Barker, members of the committee. Again, you heard House Bill 2797 on April 13th. We have the -2 amendment, which just made a technical correction from the -1, and it just increases certain presumptive fines for some violations, again, dealing with the e-court system. And again, there is a fiscal and revenue impact, and we will need to add a subsequent referral to Ways and Means.
Mr. Chair, I move the -2 amendments into House Bill 2797.
Representative Williamson moves the -2 amendments into House Bill 2797. Is there any discussion on the amendments? Are there any objections? Seeing none, so ordered.
Chair, I move House Bill 2797 as amended to the floor with the due pass recommendation and with a subsequent referral to Ways and Means.
Representative Williamson moves House Bill 2797 as amended to the floor with the due pass recommendation and a subsequent referral to Ways and Means. Call the roll, please.
Yes.
Aye. Representative Leininger?
Yes.
Representative Post?
No.
Representative Sanchez?
Aye.
Representative Springer?
Excused.
Representative Stark?
No.
Representative Vile?
Excused.
Vice Chair Olson?
No.
Vice Chair Williamson?
Yes.
Chair Barker?
Aye. Motion carries. Open a work session on House Bill 3049.
Thank you, Chair Barker. Members of the committee, you previously heard House Bill 3049 on March 27th. At that time, we had the -3 amendment. We now have the -6 and the -7. House Bill 3049 prohibits the operator of an unmanned aircraft system or drone from hovering over privately owned premises for more than 60 seconds. The -6 prohibits operation of this drone over privately owned property in a manner to harass or unreasonably annoy an owner or occupant, and the offense is a Class B violation. The -7 is almost the exact same as the -6, except it adds an exemption for commercial purposes in compliance with Federal Aviation Administration, and there is no revenue or fiscal impact.
So, Mr. Chair,
yes,
could we take a little recess for
yes.
a moment?
Yes. Committee stands at ease. 49, Representative Huffman.
Thank you, Chair Barker. John Huffman, State Rep for House District 59 and convener of the Drone Work Group. So what I'm asking the committee to do is pass 3049-6, and that gets us almost completely where we need to go. And I've talked to Chair Barker and some of the commercial folks, and I just told Hasina not to throw anything at me. So, Chair Barker, I'm counting on you to watch my back. No, I am committed to work with the commercial folks to come up with the right language to allow Amazon to deliver parcels, AT&T to check their lines, Northwest Natural to check their pipes, ODOT to check bridges, you know, all of those kind of legitimate commercial uses. I know we can come up with the right language. The problem with the dash 7 is the commercial exemption. Look in the dictionary, and commercial is not defined as Amazon, AT&T, and Google. It's commerce. It's all business. And if we pass the dash 7, then we might as well not pass a bill because it nullifies everything up above that in the bill. And so I'm committed on the Senate side. We'll get a proper amendment over there to give the allowances that we need to cover these folks, because the premise of the drone work group is permissiveness. We want them to be used by industry, and that's not the purpose of the bill. I think I gave all of you the example of somebody in their backyard, and the neighbor has a drone hovering over their backyard taking pictures and posting them on Facebook. That's what we're trying to get at. So I'm committed to make the change on the Senate side, and we'll bring it back for concurrence.
Thank you, Representative. I appreciate that, and I'll be glad to see the final product when it gets back over here.
Yes. And thank you, Mr. Chair.
We are in work session.
Mr. Chair, I move the dash 6 amendments into House Bill 3049.
Representative Williams moves the dash 6 amendments into House Bill 3049. Is there any discussion? Yes, Representative Stark.
Yeah, Chair Barker, I'm going to take Rep. Huffman's word that he's going to continue with and actually make that happen. Otherwise, I definitely would have been a no. And so I'm having faith that I don't like sending things to the other side. I understand we're at a deadline, and that's pretty much where we're at. So I look forward to seeing the final version.
Okay, thank you.
Actually, maybe we should ask for a bond from him, right?
Right. Any further? Yeah, Representative Post.
I want to thank you, Mr. Chair. I want to mirror that. So I'm putting a lot of faith in you, Representative Huffman. I believe in you. I don't believe in the Senate, but I believe in you. They deliberate more. And they've been there longer, so I know they'll do the job.
They're more deliberative body, Representative.
They're much more deliberative.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Representative Huffman, I just want to thank you for this kind of high-flying amendment and your faith in the Senate.
Mr. Chair, can we stop?
We can't stop.
Mr. Chair, I would like to say that, you know, the work group has been in effect since 2010. We have actually set Oregon on the path to lead in the UAS industry. We put the welcome mat out, and so there's nothing about the work group that we have done or plan to do that is going to be anti-business, anti-industry.
Okay, thank you very much. One more.
Thank you, Chair Barker, for letting me go again. In my brief 2 seconds to think more about this, I actually think that at this point I'm going to be a no,
okay. And
I will look forward to being able to be a yes on a concurrent vote.
Okay. Thank you.
I still want to be able to shoot the thing down.
That is not
just
a
wear
spell,
a mask.
Yeah.
Nobody will tell who you are.
Just
wear a mask.
We're on the dash six.
If
I had a gun.
Okay, so the dash sixes are ready to go in. Are there any objections to the dash sixes? Okay. Representative Stark is a no on the amendment. And Representative Stark. Okay. So we have the dash sixes are in.
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 3049 as amended to the floor with a do-pass recommendation.
Representative Williamson moves House Bill 3049 as amended to the floor with a do-pass recommendation. Call the roll, please.
Representative Borsuk?
Yes.
Representative Greenlick?
Aye.
Representative Leininger?
Yes.
Representative Post?
I'm going to be a no.
Representative Sanchez?
Aye.
Representative Springer?
Excused.
Representative Stark?
No.
Representative Vile?
Aye.
Vice Chair Olson?
Aye.
Vice Chair Williamson?
Aye.
Chair Barker?
My motion carries. Representative Huffman, will you carry the bill, please? Open a work session on House Bill
3078.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, the committee heard House Bill 3078 on April 12th. The introduced version of the bill makes modifications to the Family Sentencing Alternative Pilot Program, authorizes the Department of Corrections to award additional time credits to inmates participating in parenting-related programs, increases the maximum period of transitional leave, makes several modifications to the repeat property offender statute, and eliminates mandatory minimum sentences applicable to certain drug offenders. As introduced, House Bill 3078 has no revenue impact, and it does have a fiscal life for purposes of moving the bill to your committee on rules.
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 3078 to the Committee on Rules with no recommendation.
Representative Williamson moves House Bill 3078 to the Committee on Rules with no recommendation. In Ways and Means as well, or no? Discussion. Representative Stark.
Chair Barker, again, there are a lot of groups that have worked, that are currently working really hard on conversation to take a solid look at some of the issues that are in this. I think we're a long ways from having consensus on it, but I want to honor the work that people are doing, and I'm glad that conversation is continuing.
Okay. We have a motion to move House Bill 3078 to the Committee on Rules without recommendation. Representative Vile, more discussion?
I'll be happy to vote in favor of moving it to rules, but I'm also going to put on the record that I have some remaining reservations about the bill. As Representative Stark said, I appreciate very much the work that's been done, and I hope to see continued dialogue to get this to where it will make the most sense for us.
Thank you, and I share that opinion myself. Okay. We have a motion to move it to Committee of Rules. Is there any more discussion? Are there any objections? Seeing none, so ordered. Open a work session on House Bill 3242.
Thank you, Chair Barker. Members of the committee, you previously heard House Bill 3242 on March 22nd. Required peace officers to electronically record interviews with youth when investigating a crime. We now have the -7 amendment. The -7 amendment requires peace officers conducting an interview with a juvenile in connection with a person felony to record those interviews. It also defines good cause to include, it removes the provision that the court should consider a violation of this provision in deciding the admissibility of the statement, but retains the provision where the court can consider a violation of this recording court requirement as regarding to the evidentiary value of the statements. And it also retains the exception or exemption for police agencies that have five or fewer. The -7 has no revenue and a minimal fiscal impact.
Mr. Chair, I move the -7 amendments into House Bill 3242.
Representative Williams moves the -7 amendments into House Bill 3242. Discussion? Objections? Seeing none, so ordered.
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 3242 as amended to the floor with the due pass recommendation.
Representative Williamson moves House Bill 3242 as amended to the floor with the due pass recommendation. Discussion.
Mr. Chair, thank you. I'm a yes on this bill, but I do want to put on the record that I think it should be for all misdemeanors and felonies. I think the principles don't change when a juvenile is facing jail time, and I think it would be important to have all of those interviews recorded. Okay. But I will be a yes on this bill.
Thank you. Thank you, Representative. Any further discussion, Representative?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. First off, it's my bill, so I like it. And secondly, I want to thank everybody. This has been a huge group effort with both lobbyists from both sides, legislators, and so it's been a very, very good, I think it's come to a good place. So I really appreciate that.
Thank you. Thank you for all the work you've done on that. So I have a motion. Let's see, the sevens are in. Mm-hmm. And so we have a motion on the floor to move it to the floor with the due pass recommendation. Is there any further discussion? Are there any objections? Seeing none, so ordered, and Representative Gorsuch will be the carrier.
Thank you.
We open a work session on 3438.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, heard House Bill 3438 on April 13. The -2 amendment replaces the measure, requires the State Board of Parole and Post-Prison Supervision in determining whether to require an inmate to reside in the county in which they resided at the time of the offense, to consider eligibility for transitional housing programs and residential treatment programs, and provides that such acceptance constitutes good cause for the board to waive the residency requirement. The Dash 2 amendments also require inmate release plans to include transitional housing or treatment programs to which the inmate has been accepted. With the Dash 2 amendments, House Bill 3438 has no revenue impact and a minimal fiscal impact.
Mr. Chair, I move Dash 2 amendments into House Bill 3438.
Representative Williamson moves the Dash 2 amendments into House Bill 3438. Discussion? Objection? Seeing none, so ordered.
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 3438 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Williamson moves House Bill 3438 with the, as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? I would like to just say that this was worked out, and especially with Representative Sanchez. Originally, the bill required that people be allowed to move out. The parole and probation people had some objections that seemed to make sense, so Representative Sanchez changed it from they shall do it, from where it said they may do it, and this says they shall consider. So it's going to require the parole people to take a look at that to see if it's possible to move people to treatment beds. So thank you very much for your work on that. Representative Vile.
Yeah, I'd like to just make the observation that as I looked at the existing statutes on this issue and discussed it with various agencies, it appears that we've already got a system in place that allows for that alternative to occur. I'm hopeful that the shall language maybe sends a message. I'm not sure that we've done anything that's necessarily legally significant, but I'm hoping that it sends a message.
Well, it does send the message in that where it said they may do it, and then it means they also they may not. This says they shall do it, so shall consider.
Shall consider.
Yeah,
that's right.
That's important. Okay, so we have a motion with the Dash 2s in, and the bill's ready to go. Is there any further discussion? Representative Sanchez, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I do want to say that it is very clear that we may have just made a tiny little effort towards it. I'm really hoping that we can continue the discussion and really look at this as an opportunity for continued issues of justice reinvestment, figuring out how do we help people to move to a different direction once they come out of prison. We really need to impact, I think, the amount of money that we spend on our prison system. And this is an effort to make that happen. And if it doesn't seem like it's working, we'll be back with something else, I suppose.
I should expect that. Sometimes these things take two or three sessions.
That's very true. I'm willing to wait.
Okay. Are any with no further discussion, are there any objections to the bill? Bill carries, and Representative Sanchez, please carry on that one. One more.
Yeah, and then there's two more.
Open work session, House Bill 3446.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, heard House Bill 3446 on April 13th. The Dash 2 amendment narrows the scope of the bill to apply only to felony driving while suspended or revoked and allows the court to enter a judgment of conviction for a Class A misdemeanor at any time after a person completes probation if the court finds that it would be unduly harsh for the defendant to have a felony conviction. With the Dash 2 amendments, House Bill 3446 has a minimal revenue impact and a minimal fiscal impact.
Mr. Chair, I move the Dash 2 amendments into House Bill 3446.
Representative Williamson moves the Dash 2 amendments into House Bill 3446. Is there any discussion? Are there any objections? Seeing none, so ordered.
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 3446 as amended to the floor with the due pass recommendation.
Representative Williamson moves House Bill 3446 as amended to the floor with the due pass recommendation. Is there any further discussion? Are there any objections? Seeing none, so ordered. And Representative Olson, please.
Thank you. Thanks, John. Okay.
Open a work session on House Bill 2739.
Chair Barker, members of the committee, you first heard House Bill 2739 on March 16th. It creates a process for an individual to sue the patent holder of a genetically modified organism if that product is found on land without the owner's permission. There is no revenue impact and an indeterminate fiscal impact. A subsequent referral is being added to your committee on rules.
Chair Barker, I move House Bill 2739 without recommendation to the House Committee on Rules.
Representative Williamson moves House Bill 2739 without recommendation to the Committee on Rules. Is there any discussion?
Mr. Chair, I would just like to send a message along with it to rules. I worry that sometimes the patent holder is not the real person to be held responsible, but the seller of the product. sometimes I, and we actually heard some individuals who are patent holders sometimes, and then Monsanto is selling the product and making the money on it. If you hold the patent holder responsible rather than the seller, I think it's an injustice. But it's going to rules, and I support that. And I was just sending that message along with it.
Hear you.
Yeah. Thank you. Tell the rules chairman. Representative Vile.
Yes, I'm going to be a no on this, and I want to just make it clear that I'm not. I think the discussion about genetically modified products and the whole nature of our food evolution is an important one. However, I absolutely cannot support the idea that we would be punishing those who develop these organisms and have very little control once they leave their factory, their lab, wherever that might be. And these are organisms that are developed by people in their garages all the way up to big multinational corporations. So I think it's important that this discussion continue, but I would be a no on this particular proposal.
Thank you, Representative Corson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just want to echo what Representative Vile, Representative Greenlick have said. However, I will be a courtesy yes to send it to rules.
Okay, thank you. Representative Post.
Mr. Chair, thank you. I just would echo that as well, but I would add this, that I from day one when we heard this bill, I understand some of the mechanisms of the building. This best should have gone to Ag and Natural Resources. It's an Ag and Natural Resources issue, though I understand the patent holder part. But I would rather ag people deal with this. This is their line. This is where they are. And anything to do with genetically engineered. So I'm going to be a no even to send it to rules because I'd rather this have gone through the right channels.
Thank you, Representative. Representative Stark.
Thank you, Chair Barker. Given that I'm from the land of GMO bans, I always enjoy encouraging more dialogue on GMOs, and so I will continue to do so on behalf of my district.
Call the roll, please.
Representative Gorsuch?
Yes.
Representative Greenlick?
Aye.
Representative Leininger?
Yes.
Representative Post?
No.
Representative Sanchez?
Aye.
Representative Springer?
Excused.
Representative Stark?
Yes.
Representative Vile?
No.
Vice Chair Olson?
Aye.
Vice Chair Williamson?
Aye.
Chair Barker?
Aye. Motion.
Can we stand at ease, Mr. Chair?
The committee will stand at ease. Thank you very much for everybody getting this done. Stand adjourned. Stand adjourned.